the Career Corner. Now, this is a show that Aiden used to run. Now that we've got this going again, we're bringing it back. So on the line, we have Mark McDonald, and he's going to be talking today about sales. Hi, Mark. How are you doing?
Hi, Grant, Matthew.
All right. Sales. When I was living in the States, that's pretty much all I did. Sales, sales, sales. So what's the job industry like here with sales?
I suppose sales as a career choice, like I suppose a lot of the sectors within the economy at the moment, Matthew, are seeing an obvious upturn and an improvement after so many years of recession. And there are most definitely opportunities for people out there who may already have sales skills, or also people who are coming out of third level and thinking about beginning a career in sales. So there are definitely opportunities. I think there's a number of issues that people would really need to look at if they're considering a career within that sector. I think, first of all, people would need to try and ascertain if it is the right area for them, if it's the type of area that they feel they could excel within. So I think the best way to do that would be to assess your own key skill set, your own attributes, your own unique set of talents. And really, I suppose, when you look at what people need, the type of attributes that people need in order to develop a successful career within sales, you'd be looking at areas such as charisma, for want of a better word. Sales is a people-driven dynamic. It's dependent on people making a connection with somebody else in order to generate a sale. So charisma is a vital part of that. You also need somebody who would display a high degree of motivation. You know, the type of person who, you know, you won't take no for an answer in some cases, or you're the type of person who can, you know, you can accept somebody saying no or somebody rejecting you over and over and over again because you know at some point that sale will be made. Obviously, people need to be driven. They need to be resilient. One important attribute, actually, is empathy and the ability to listen. You know, and everybody talks about the science of needs-based selling, whereby you can successfully make a sale when you fully understand what your customer is looking for. It's largely based on the premise that we have two ears and one mouth, therefore we should listen twice as much as we talk. And it is a skill within sales, and you'll find that people who are successful salespeople have that ability to listen, have the ability to understand what the customer is looking for, and then base a proposal based on that. And obviously people skills as well. Are you the type of person who, you know, for argument's sake, would you consider yourself to be the type of person who would excel in a front of house role, a public facing role, dealing with the public, interacting with the public? And you need to be tenacious. So I think if somebody sits down and assesses their own criteria against those type of characteristics, you would begin to see, you know, whether or not a career for sales is for you. And at that point, if you feel it is, then you develop your application, you develop your job searching and networking strategies based around those attributes. I suppose for somebody who maybe has some previous career experience and they may, you know, for one reason or another may be on the live register, or they may be somebody who's thinking of a career change, it's very important on your CV and on your application to highlight your achievements. You know, and particularly with sales, you can make a visual impact on your CV by putting in figures, you know, either monetary figures or percentages. You can say, I grew this account from this to this, or I sold X amount over 12 months or whatever. So, it's very, very important that you highlight those achievements, highlight what you have added within the sector with particular reference to what you can offer going forward.
All right.
Really, they would be some of the key areas, and I suppose the key areas that people would need to focus on if they're, you know, again, if they're thinking about pursuing a career within that area. Again, somebody who may be, you know, a recent graduate or soon to graduate from college, go back and assess yourself against the key attributes. Are you that type of person? Do you feel you're the sort of person who will go out, who will have almost like a hunting mentality? You know, the ability to cold call, whether it's door to door, whether it's over the phone, whether it's by email. you know, anything it takes in order to generate some commercial traction with regard to whatever you're trying to sell.
So let's say that I found a job that I want to apply for. It's within sales.
Yeah.
I've got my CV ready. How am I going to want to prepare for this job? Is there anything in particular, you know, my presentation of how I present myself? What are my best bets for trying to get a position?
Well, again, I think obviously, I suppose first and foremost, if it's a particular company you're applying to, make sure you research that company and research that role within the company. Arm yourself with as much knowledge as possible so that you can tailor your application to suit the individual requirements of that particular job. When we look at job specs and job advertisements, a lot of people will make the same mistake over and over again in that they have one version of their CV and they send that out ad nauseum and then wonder why they don't get a reply. And one of the main reasons you won't get a reply is somebody reading your CV will realize that it's quite generic in nature. It hasn't been tailored or tweaked to suit that particular job application. And employers and recruiters give us the clues. You know, the clues are in the job spec. You will always see the ideal candidate should have this, this, and this, or, you know, the successful applicant needs experience in here or here or here. So they're telling us what they want. So it's your job as an applicant to make sure that your CV and your cover letter will accurately reflect those requirements. So that's the first thing. Again, as we said earlier, if you have previous sales experience, make sure your achievements are very well documented on your CV, in particular on the top half of the first page. If you use an area maybe entitled Key Achievements, Competencies and Attributes, put those statements in there. Make them bold. Make them stand out. You know, make sure you don't overcommit yourself. Make sure there are statements that you can validate and back up at interview. But for somebody with previous experience, make sure that that jumps out off the page on a CV and on your cover letter. And again, if you're somebody younger, maybe just coming out of college, or indeed if you're somebody who has chosen to retrain and upskill, highlight what you've learned. Highlight what, you know, particular course you may have done, what you've learned about sales, what you've learned about the science of sales, the psychology behind sales, your understanding of what it takes to make a connection with somebody and to sell a product or a service.
Very good. One other thing about sales I'd like to talk about. You have retail sales. You're in your location, and that's where you're based. But like area sales, where I've seen a lot of job posting for this, it's door-to-door selling. How does that work? Because I've seen a lot of stuff. It seems to be commission-based, and some of it seems to guarantee a certain amount. It's a bit confusing. And could you fill us in a bit about that?
I suppose ultimately, you know, employers are going to structure a package based around what they can accommodate themselves in order to keep their own business going. So it is quite common to see jobs advertised within sales, which in some cases would offer a base salary or a basic salary and then, you know, a commission-based rate on top of that. And I suppose they do that for a number of reasons. They want somebody to prove themselves within the role. So if you're as good as you say you are, you will make that commission and you will be quite happy with your overall salary on an annual basis. Some others will, again, you will see positions advertised that are purely based on a higher salary, a fixed salary, but there may very well be a type of bonus structure built into that as well. So generally, employers will try and incentivize their sales staff and their commercial development staff, in order to get them to excel within the role. So It in general terms, it boils down to the fact that the more you sell, the more you'll earn. Whether it's commission on top of a basic or whether it's a bonus factored in on top of your current salary. So there would generally be at least two different salary structures with most sales positions.
With the door-to-door, I mean, I've seen it a lot now. You know, I've got it at my own door quite a bit. And I personally, I don't like being interrupted at my house, so you know I never do any business for door to door, and I think a lot of people are like that. So if you are thinking about applying for a job, but it's only commission based for door to door, Do you think it's a really a viable option for somebody who wants to try and make their livelihood just from that job, or should they look elsewhere?
I would say it very much depends on where you are in terms of your own career and your life. I think, you know, door-to-door selling, is, whatever way you look at it, door-to-door selling and cold calling is tough. It's very, very tough. And I would say the majority of people who answer a knock on the door to somebody trying to sell them something that they don't particularly want, you know, the majority response would be negative. But what I would take out of that from a job seeker's point of view and somebody looking to develop a career, it's if you can cut your teeth in that environment and if you can prove that you went out there and generated a certain amount of success, I think that's an excellent way to validate your potential going forward for a career within sales, because there's no two ways about it. It's probably one of the toughest ways to earn a wage. Again, obviously depending on what you're selling and depending on the area you're selling in, but I would say the majority of people who partake in door-to-door selling would find it tough. They'd get used to quite negative responses, but they will invariably have a positive return at some point. And I think, you know, ultimately going forward, for somebody who is serious about that type of a career, it definitely offers you an opportunity to show to employer, look, I've done the hard yards. I can go out, I can call. I can speak to complete strangers and in some cases incentivize them into taking the next step in terms of a transaction. So it certainly has its merits in terms of developing a career and taking your career from that point forward. And I think anyone who can demonstrate, and again, we spoke earlier on about highlighting your achievements on your CV and your cover letter. If you can demonstrate a degree of success within door-to-door selling, I think you would definitely help your prospects with regard to future employment and a better job.
All right, that's very good. Yeah, I didn't think about it that way. My last question, I'm wondering, if you are working sales, you know, maybe you worked there in the same position 1 year, 2 years, is there any advancement? I mean, can you get promoted really? I mean, could you go from just doing sales to management, or do they look pretty much just for people that have degrees?
No, I would say there's a lot of opportunities to advance your career within sales. If you look at profiles of people, for argument's sake, go on to LinkedIn and look at profiles of people who have built a career within sales, you'll see quite a lot of people will move from a direct sales role into maybe more account management, whereby that, you know, they'd have a more strategic involvement in managing a much larger account. They would move into team lead or supervisory or management positions. Again, a lot of people could move into area management roles where they'd be responsible for people on the ground within a particular region. So, there's definitely scope. Absolutely, there's definitely scope for career advancement. It's going to vary on the organization. It's going to vary on what level of achievements you've managed to reach within your direct sales route. But I would definitely categorize sales and account management, I suppose, as you know, one particular career choice that does offer tangible possibility for advancement.
Very good. I think we're going to end it there. Unless is there any note that in particular you want to add?
I suppose just one other thing I could possibly mention, Matthew, for people who were maybe thinking, in particular, people who might be thinking about retraining or looking for training options within sales, there would be a number of areas they could maybe have a look at online. There's the Sales Institute of Ireland, who are in Dublin. They would organise some training, sales training courses. There's a lot of private providers, if you just look them up online, in various parts of the country. FOSS, who are now Sullis, offered training opportunities. And over GMIT, both actually GMIT and IT Sligo have some pretty good courses in sales and marketing. So they could be some areas that, again, people beginning to question or beginning to wonder if they would like to pursue that sort of a career and need to train or need to develop specific qualifications, they could be some of the areas that they could look at.
Perfect. Thank you for joining us, Mark.
Well, you're very welcome.